Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air.
I'm so frustrated. Are you stressed at work? Well, maybe today's article will help. Hello, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Campbell. It is great to have you with us today. And today in the studio, I have my lovely friend, Rhonda. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello, Campbell. It's great to be here. You sounded in that intro very stressed, but I know you're a good actor. So I think I can assure our listeners that Campbell is cheerful today.
Yes, I am.
But he was giving an example in his voice of workplace frustration.
Exactly. You know, in today's society, it's all about that cook, right? Capturing the first few seconds of people's attention.
The cook.
Okay. The hook.
Oh, the hook. Oh, was that a hook?
That was
using
a hook.
Your voice,
yes,
to sound frustrated. It was a great hook. Because I had to look across the table and say, are you okay? And I saw, oh, he's in his acting mode.
I'm in my acting mode. You know very well. You have several actors in your family. Yes. All right. So, friends, today we are talking about workplace anxiety. What does this word anxiety mean exactly?
Well, we could say worry is a good way to define it. Anxiety is that inner feeling you have. Nervousness, worry, sometimes it's not really something you can identify. It's more, I am feeling this.
Yeah, it's worry, it's frustration, it's tension, it's all of that, right? And I think we all have a certain amount of anxiety in our lives from various things, whether it's family or relationships or finances or health. But today we're talking specifically about workplace anxiety. I hope you guys don't have any workplace anxiety, but today we'll talk about some things that maybe are causing people to have workplace anxiety and what are some potential solutions to that. Now, Rhonda, I know you love working here. Right?
Yes, I do. I really do.
Do you have any workplace anxiety?
Oh, well, I think for me, again, it tends to be that inner feeling of, am I doing well enough? No one is putting that on me.
Sure.
No one is questioning me. But like you said, it's a pretty common human experience.
Yeah.
So I wonder, am I doing the right thing? Do other people like what I do?
Yeah.
Did I write that sentence well enough? So yes, I definitely have workplace anxiety, but
yeah,
usually caused by myself,
yeah,
worrying.
Yeah.
I like this title, easing workplace anxiety. What do you think it means to ease it?
Well, to make things smoother,
yeah,
right? To relieve some of this anxiety. And I like what you said. A lot of times the anxiety is not necessarily something other people have placed on us. It's something we place on ourselves because maybe we want to do a good job. We want to make sure that we are producing and we're being productive and we give ourselves the stress, right? All right. So let's get into our article for today. We'll start with the title and then we'll read through the first section and then we'll be back to discuss.
Easing workplace anxiety. The desire to be more productive might be causing greater stress. A lot of us want to learn how to get more done in a day. According to a Human Workplace Index survey of 3,000 full-time employees in the United States, United Kingdom, and Ireland, just over half, 54%, say they do feel productive at work. While this sounds positive, it comes with baggage. Nearly 83% of respondents said they also have productivity anxiety. Productivity anxiety is wondering, am I doing enough? Despite how much you're objectively doing, says Misha Ann Martin, PhD, Senior Director of People Analytics and Research for the employee recognition platform, WorkHuman. It's also questioning, am I working on the right things? Several factors cause productivity anxiety, including companies that encourage a hustle culture. where employees are encouraged and rewarded for doing more. Today's layoff environment is also adding fuel to the fire, inserting a sense of uncertainty. And productivity anxiety also comes when there is a feedback gap issue, says Martin. Anxiety can get worse in a space where those things are not clear.
All right, so easing workplace anxiety. What is causing the workplace anxiety here? It says there's a certain desire that people have.
The desire to be more productive, to produce more work.
And that can cause greater stress. Now, the first sentence here, it says, a lot of us want to learn how to get more done in a day. Do you think that's true, Rhonda?
I've thought a lot about this since reading this article. I think it's funny because your wife is a busy mother of three. I was a busy mother of four, happened to be. And I know that mothers continually feel that way because there's not really a measurable goal.
Sure.
But you always have the feeling of, I should get more done. The house should be cleaner. The house should be this. So working in an office is a very different way to measure productivity.
Yeah.
So we want to learn how to get more done in a day. Yes or no? I think it depends on how clear the goals are.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
For sure. I think people who are wanting to contribute to society, wanting to be beneficial citizens, right? I think everybody is trying to think of, well, how can I make my time count? But at the same time, you feel like there's not enough time to make your time count. Right? There's just not enough hours in the day to get everything that you want to get done. And so we're sleeping later, we're working longer hours, trying to do more. But like you said, a lot of times we feel like, are we doing enough?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we talk about an interesting survey here that was done by an organization called Human Workplace Index. And they did a survey of 3,000 full-time employees in the United States, United Kingdom, and Ireland. And what did they find, Rhonda?
Well, 54% of those employees surveyed say they do feel productive at work.
So over half have felt like, okay, they are getting things done.
Yes.
But there's an issue.
Yes. It says while, or even though, this sounds positive, it's interesting. It says it comes with baggage.
That's an interesting phrase.
It's an interesting phrase. Baggage is suitcases.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when you go to the airport and travel, you don't want many.
Right.
Because it's harder.
Right. So what are we talking about? We're not actually talking about luggage.
No. If you carry a lot of baggage, baggage is the beliefs, opinions, and experiences that you have that can make it more difficult to work or have good relationships.
Yeah.
So here it says it comes with baggage, comes with problems that keep you from being happy.
Yeah. So this statistic, 54% say they do feel positive, productive at work, but it comes with baggage. It comes with an issue. Nearly 83% of respondents said they also have productivity anxiety. All right, productivity anxiety. Now, we have the definition of what productivity anxiety is here. Can you share that with everyone, Rhonda?
Sure. It's a quote that begins, productivity anxiety is wondering, am I doing enough? Despite how much you're objectively doing. So you might be able to measure, have some data objectively what you're doing, but you still feel like you're not doing enough.
Right.
So she compares those two things, having productivity anxiety and questioning yourself despite proof on paper that you got things done.
Yeah, and then there's also another side of it where it says, am I working on the right things?
Mm-hmm.
So you might be doing a lot.
Yes.
But am I doing the right things?
Yes, I can relate to that part.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit more about that?
Well, sure. This is a very interesting discussion as we think about our personalities, the way we work. Sometimes here at work, we have wonderful projects we work on. Sometimes there's things I enjoy more doing.
Right.
Maybe making a lesson plan about literature, which I love to teach, and it's the goal is far off.
Yeah.
But I want to put a lot of time into that because that's really interesting.
Sure.
There's a project I need to do with Stu in about 2 days. I sometimes want to work on the more interesting project. And then I ask myself, am I working on the right things? Because one maybe seems more important.
Yes.
Having a bigger impact.
Yes.
The other one is more urgent.
Yes. Yeah. No, I can relate. I can definitely relate. And in any job or career, there are things that you do because I enjoy them. There are things that I do because they excite me. They're my passion. But then there are things that are what we call grunt work, right?
Yes,
things
grunt work.
You have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Things that maybe you don't necessarily enjoy doing.
Yes.
But they must be done.
Yes.
So am I working on the right things? And I think the other flip side of am I working on the right things is if you're thinking about career enhancement, right? I'm working on this project, but is this what is going to maybe get me noticed by my boss or my manager? Is this what is going to help me to move further in my career?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So all of this can create productivity anxiety. I might be doing a lot, but am I doing enough? And am I doing the right things?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So several factors, it says here, several factors cause productivity anxiety, including companies that encourage a hustle culture. What are we talking about here?
Well, I think of that as a coach word. When I was, hustle means hurry up, get it going. When someone does something quickly with a lot of effort and eagerness, we say they have hustle.
Mm-hmm.
I think of my basketball coach. Come on, let's hustle, go.
Right.
Hustle, hustle, move quickly. So
yes.
I don't know if it comes from sports,
but
I think of hustle as something that athlete has when they're playing on the field. Hustle, get that ball, go. Don't be slow. So a lot of companies encourage a hustle culture. Just keep moving, just keep doing.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really effective word that this writer has chosen. You really get the picture of people hurrying around just to be hurrying.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's very much the case here in Asia, right? People
hustle culture.
Work long hours,
really?
You know, and I often hear of people, like if the boss has not left, you don't dare leave, even if you're pretty much done with your work.
Mm-hmm.
You just sit there until the boss, you know, and oftentimes the boss is working long hours, they're working late into the night, and you want to show that you're a team player. You want to show that you're a part of this company. You're you're there, you're committed. And so you're putting in all this time, and they're encouraged and rewarded when they actually do more. Right. And so this hustle culture causes people to put in a lot more time and effort and have this feeling of catch up, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. It's a really important to realize that this could be going on in people's lives. I think one of the things I struggle with is knowing I should be productive. I should be working even though no one is watching or even though no one is there to say, great job.
Right.
I think that's often the anxiety we feel in the workplace, that sense of, well, will anyone care if I do it or not?
Right.
And I have to just let my moral values guide me.
Yes.
I should be working. I should be responsible, even though no one says, good job.
Yes.
That's a hard challenge for me.
Is.
I like for people to say, wow, you're important.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's something we can do for each other in the workplace.
Sure.
But that's another article for another day, right?
No, but I can definitely relate to what you're talking about. And I think what often helps me with that is there's a Bible verse that talks about do everything as if you're doing it unto God and not unto man, right? And I think that's what helps me to remember, okay, I'm doing this for God, not for man. Yeah.
Thank you, Campbell. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. And it says here, today's layoff environment where, you know, a lot of people are losing their jobs, this adds fuel to the fire, meaning it makes people, it adds more anxiety to people because people are worried about losing their job. So they want to make sure that they're getting things done. They're making sure that they're productive and that their bosses see them. And so they don't want to lose their job. So they're putting in a lot more time and effort But at the same time, they're wondering if they're doing enough or doing the right things. And anxiety here can get worse in a space where those things are not clear, meaning you don't have clear goals, clear direction, and you just feel like you're just working. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like you're running in a hamster wheel, but you don't know if you're getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. So that was the first section of our article. Let's continue on to part two.
What employees can do. If you're an employee who is feeling productivity anxiety and your manager doesn't actively address it, Martin recommends scheduling your own check-in and being direct. Ask targeted and specific questions like, "Am I working on the right things?" she says. Be proactive by saying when you're feeling overwhelmed and asking for help prioritizing your workload. For example, Martin suggests saying, "It feels like there's a lot on my plate. I want to make sure I'm working on the right things. What is the highest priority right now? Is there anything that I can push until later?"
Over my years of working, not necessarily here at Studio Classroom, just at any job or any place where I've contributed, I find that it sounds a little bit like I'm tooting my own horn, but when you are efficient and when you are excellent or you do good job, a lot of times the managers or the bosses see that and they will then give you even more work to do.
Yes.
Right? Whereas people who maybe are not as good, they don't give them as much work to do.
Right.
You know, and so this is kind of, I feel like what we're talking about here is you might be a great employee. You contribute, you are excellent, you give a lot to the company, and you are someone who does things well.
Mm-hmm.
And when managers see that, they might give you more work. And
right.
they might give you even more work and give you
right.
even more work. And eventually you just kind of get overwhelmed and sometimes you don't know how to deal with it.
Right.
So the article here gives us some advice. It says, if you're an employee who is feeling productivity anxiety and your manager doesn't actively address it, what does Martin tell us to do?
She recommends scheduling a check-in with your boss, I think she's saying,
mm-hmm.
right? Schedule a check-in, schedule a meeting.
Right.
A meeting to check in, that we mean to talk to him. Be noticed, and to be direct. She says, schedule a check-in and be direct. In other words, don't go and fake it or talk about other things. Just
right.
go directly and honestly to the topic you want to talk about. I think that's a very profound and helpful suggestion, and I've spent a lot of time just looking at that sentence. Scheduling a check-in with the boss and being direct. Not easy to
not
do
easy.
If you don't have an understanding boss.
Yes.
We are very blessed with a wonderful boss here.
Yes.
But he's busy,
yes.
as bosses are. So this is really something I want to think about for my own work life.
Yeah. And basically what we're saying here is we want to address those two questions, right? Productivity anxiety comes from doing a lot, but not sure if you're doing enough. And then also not sure if you're doing the right things.
Yes.
So basically what Misha and Martin, what Dr. Martin is saying is, go and talk to your boss and address these two questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a lot, but am I doing enough, number one? And am I working on the right things, right? And if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling that you have too much going on, you need to be proactive. What are we talking about when we're talking about being proactive?
Proactive. Make things happen or change rather than just waiting and reacting
right.
to what happens.
Right.
That's a really good English word, to be proactive.
Rather
make
than
it happen.
Reactive.
Reactive.
Or passive.
Exactly.
Right.
So I think it's a really good word to know. I use it a lot. We use it a lot. So for our listeners, keep that in your in your active vocabulary and try to be proactive.
Yeah, a lot of times we're waiting for other people to notice us or take care of us, but sometimes you have to take the initiative. Mm-hmm. You need to be proactive. And Dr. Martin gives us some examples here. You have to say, it feels like there's a lot on my plate. I want to make sure I'm working on the right things. So what are the priorities? So it's the boss telling you, so then you're not just guessing, right? And what is the highest priority right now? Is there anything that I can push until later? So you don't have to figure it out for yourself. Okay, we have one last section here. Let's read it together and then we will come back and discuss it.
What employers should do. While employees are feeling the direct impact of productivity anxiety, it also creates issues for employers, says Martin. When you're feeling anxious about anything, you're not your best self, she says. If you're not feeling secure at work, it can affect how you behave, especially around innovation and risk-taking. To help employees bring their best selves to the job, managers need to set explicit expectations so employees know they're working on the right things.
All right, so earlier we were talking about what employees can do. Now we're talking about what employers can do. So we're talking about the managers and the bosses. How can employers help employees? Well, it says while employees are feeling the direct impact of productivity anxiety, it also creates issues for employers, right? So this productivity anxiety is actually impacting the company overall, right? And it says when you're, so how is this productivity anxiety affecting the company? It says when you're feeling anxious about anything, you're not your best self. Do you agree with that, Rhonda?
I do, or I should say, I agree. Maybe I would say you struggle to be your best self.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes by God's grace,
yes,
you can still do well despite how you feel.
Yeah.
But definitely for me, when I'm feeling anxious, I struggle or I doubt that I'm being my best self.
Yeah. I think, again, there's this overlying fear of losing your job or being overlooked at work for a lot of employees. So when you're constantly thinking about that, you're not able to then really focus on doing a good job, right?
Yes.
And it talks here about it will limit your ability to innovate and
yes,
to take risks.
It's interesting. In that sentence, that last sentence of the paragraph there, it says this feeling insecure or anxious, can affect how you behave. You know, we think of behavior of the way you act around everything, but here, how you behave, it means specifically how you behave when there is innovation taking place.
Right.
If I'm reading that sentence correctly.
Yeah.
So she uses the term, it can affect how you behave, not at the store or at home, but
right,
how you behave when there's risk-taking mm-hmm. at work. I think this is really important insight, a lot to think about. Again, working hard, being part of the team, being anxious, and yet changes, innovation is taking place.
Yeah.
So we really do need to be aware of what's going on with each other. And this is about employers as well as the employees. Our heading says what employers should do.
Yeah. So I think what it's saying here is, you know, as employers, you know, maybe you're not as worried about productivity anxiety, but your workers are, your employees are. And if you're not addressing it, if you're not dealing with it, it can limit their ability to truly work, right? Because anxiety, when it all boils down to it, is just fear.
Yes.
And as humans, when we have fear, fear can cause us to be paralyzed. It can
yes,
cause us to kind of like that flight or fight, right? We just mm-hmm. kind of get stuck. We don't know what we should do. And so if we're in that fear mode, a lot of times we're just worried about self-preservation. We're just worried about mm-hmm. taking care of ourselves and making sure that we don't lose our job, we don't fail. And so it's going to limit our innovation, right? Being able to think of new ideas, thinking of new solutions. And then risk-taking, meaning, you know, taking chances on things that may or may not work because I don't want to mess up. I don't want to fail. I don't want to chance that I might do something that will break something that may then cause me to lose my job, right? So these are things that employers must address, and they need to help employees bring their best selves to the job. So how do they do that? Well, managers need to set explicit, meaning very, very clear expectations so employees know they're working on the right things.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough job to be an employer, to be a manager.
Yes.
But you have to have the skill to to have that position. So managers, the people who get to that position, hopefully have gotten that to that place because they know how to make things clear.
Exactly. So there's work to be done on both sides, and both employees and employers need to be proactive to address this issue. All right, we have a lot more to discuss on this topic. Make sure you come back and join us again for tomorrow's program. Until then, this is Campbell.
This is Rhonda.
And we'll see you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.